matriarchs, queen of hearts, y'all wear the crown.
You can miss us with all that commentary. We got queens, our genes is legendary. You can see
son of a, son of a matriarch, son of a, fuck all that.
You can miss us with all that commentary. We got queens, our genes is legendary. You can see
son of a, son of a matriarch, son of a.
This for my real queens, matriarchs, most beats. This for my real queens, matriarchs, most beats.
The Music Waste Festival is one of the distinctive events of Vancouver's independent music scene, going on from June 6th to 9th, 2019. Coming up, we're at venues across the city. Pick up a pass at Audiopile, Neptune, Red Cat, Zulu, or at musicwaste.ca. This is Mama Rue Gal. She is playing Sunday Night at Redgate. This track is called Putting On.
I never show.
By Demir Standard, playing on Saturday night at the Black Lab as part of Music Waste. Up next is Backlash by Garbage Dreams. You can catch them on Sunday at Reggae.
Yeah.
Daniel Geddes, part of the Vancouver Mixtapes Music Waste Preview. Daniel playing on Saturday at the Toast Collective. This is Le Master, Brilliant and Remorseless.
What about the Ostrogoths? I wonder if they still mean something to you. And what about the Visigoths? Giveth, it taketh away. We'll be right back.
catch Le Master as part of the Music Waste Festival on Saturday at the Toast Collective. Music Waste, of course, goes from June 6th to 9th, Thursday to Sunday at venues across the city. Go to musicwaste.ca to pick up a pass or local record stores. This is the last song of the show today. And it is by Eliza Thorne's project, Hue, featuring the vocals of Laura Swanky. This track's called Magnolia. This has been the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You just heard Magnolia by Hugh, a project of Eliza Thorne. You can find past episodes of the show at cjsf.ca on SoundCloud and the Apple and Google Play podcast stores. You can find us on Facebook, Vancouver Mixtape, or on Instagram and Twitter at Van Mixtape. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you next time.
This is Bird Noir. I'm Private Eye Michael Stein. Not all thieves in the animal world are sneaky. Some of them will rob you in broad daylight. Like what happened to my friend Danny.
Michael, I need your help. Me and my neighbor's bird feeders are being robbed blind by a pack of squirrels. Hey, you watch it. How do we keep these punks out?
The easiest thing is to use food that squirrels don't want. Niger and thistle seeds. Or jalapeno suet in the winter.
That's great, Michael, but my feeder is chock full of black oil sunflower seeds. Only the best for my birds, you know.
Well, in that case, you'll need more layers of security. First, hang the bird feeder on a tall pole away from your roof or trees. Squirrels can jump 9 feet across, and they will if there's a good snack waiting for them.
Michael, my feeder is already up on a pole. The squirrels just shimmy up it like it's nobody's business.
How about a second line of defense? A squirrel baffle. It's a big cone or tube on the feeder pole that blocks a squirrel's path.
So that'll keep my seeds safe for the birds, then?
Well, mostly. A determined squirrel can make it past the tightest security. But there's one last trick. You can set up a protection racket with your squirrel mafia. Leave the squirrels some cheap food, like dried corn. Away from your bird feeder. Hopefully they'll accept the bribe and choose the easy meal and leave the feeder to the birds. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein, Private Eye.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.